Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this day is from the prophet Ezekiel, the 34th chapter. Dear saints of Christ our King, Joseph, guests, family, friends, and my dear friends in Christ, it is a sincere honor to be invited, to be asked to preach the word to you today, and I am so glad to do it, especially on the occasion of your installation here. It is my joy to have my very brother as a brother pastor. I helped ordain and install him in his last call, and it is wonderful to see him take this call. I know that you will take very good care of him. I've met some of you, and I trust this is true. Following exactly where the Lord would have him, Joseph, you are here. And while Joseph lacks the magnificent beard of his brother, he makes up for it in many, many ways, like his very fine head of hair. You will love him very much, and he will love you. To our text, God does not mince his words today through the prophet Ezekiel. The flock of Israel is messed up. The shepherds of Israel have led their sheep astray. These men that God had placed over them, the priests and the so-called prophets, they had taken God's people and scattered them, driving them to despair, to seek after false gods, to just walk away. They were starved by these men, not by a lack of physical food, but of doctrine, substance of life. Well, not everyone was starved. There were some who had become so puffed up with pride and knowledge that they abused the other sheep, doing to them what they only saw their shepherds doing. What a deplorable, miserable condition this is. This is not the way it is to be. This is not what God wants for his sheep and how he wants them to be treated. But when a shepherd begins to think of himself too highly, when he begins to think that he is the source of the answers of life, the universe, and everything, then he will abuse the sheep by taking them out of God's care. And when the sheep are out from under God's care, only misery can await. Now, this is something that people don't like to hear. But it is something that is absolutely true, and you need to hear it this morning. This day, it's not morning anymore. I'm used to preaching in the mornings, excuse me. The shepherds take care of the sheep by feeding them with right doctrine and right practice. If God demands perfection from how we are to live, perfection according to his law, and we know that we don't measure up to that, then why would we think that he would demand any less than perfection according to his absolute truth and purity, especially when it comes to his word and how he desires us to learn it, to study from it, to believe, teach, and confess it? God doesn't feed us with pizza and ice cream. He doesn't feed us with experiences and happiness. He feeds his sheep with what he's promised will fill you into all eternity: forgiveness, life, and salvation. And those come to you through word and sacrament. That's where he's placed his promises. But some so-called shepherds, they don't care, or they lose the plot. And these are the ones that God will destroy and reduce to ruin. They are of no use to the sheep except to lead them astray. Now, God permits them for a time that his sheep would turn back to him, that he would go and find them. But the day is coming when God will destroy these weak men and his sheep will follow ever only him. Most of the time, changing the analogy a little bit, shepherds are only hired hands. Now, that was especially true back when Ezekiel wrote God's word, when he was inspired to do so. They were hired hands. Now, there was the owner of the flock, and you could certainly call him the shepherd. And then there were ones who would be hired to take care of the sheep, and they would become shepherds too, under shepherds. It seems that there are times when hired hands would become more than just employees. They become kind of like a family. They care for the sheep, and they're trained then by the owner of the sheep to be shepherds themselves. Throughout all of Scripture, this shepherd-sheep motif, it plays out. We see it everywhere. And it points us to understand our relationship to Christ, the good shepherd. He watches and oversees us in all things. He protects us. And Christ reveals, too, that he has hired under-shepherds to work with him. And of course, we know what these under-shepherds are, don't we? These men are your pastors. They're not simply hired hands who will run at the first sign of trouble, but men who will fall at the feet of Jesus to learn from him, to do things as he does them. Your new pastor, Joseph, is such a man. Joseph has been trained. He has been instructed. He has been examined. And now you have called him to be your pastor. His job is the lowest job in the entire church. He is your servant. He is there, or supposed to be there, whenever it is that you have need of him. And his calling is the highest calling in the church. Not because he's more special than anyone else here, but because you're under a stricter judgment than anybody here. He is your guide, and he deserves your respect. He is the man that Jesus has called to be this place, through you, to be the pastor of this place. To serve the sheep in this place. And you need Joseph. Joseph will be used in this place to fulfill this prophecy of Ezekiel. God is using him to seek out the flock. God is using him to rescue the sheep. God is using him to feed his beloved people. And that's you. Now, Lutheran theology, if you're not catching on to who I am yet, I find Lutheran theology amazing. It's wonderful. And over and above any other church that we see, we understand that the pastor is a means that God uses. So Christ is really the one doing the seeking as the good shepherd, and Joseph is merely a tool in the hand of God to do it. And more than this, Jesus provides what you need, and what you need is Christ. So he places himself in his sacrament, in his word, and as we're often fond of saying it, and we are, when you see Joseph, it's really Christ who is both the host and the meal. And it's Christ, not Joseph, who baptizes you. And so Joseph has been called to serve the people here at Christ our King, to seek you when you go astray, to feed you with God's word and sacrament, and to keep you safe, to give you rest, to comfort you, to strengthen you, and to keep those who would abuse you at bay. And Joseph, you better do this. You have a holy an earnest call from God to this congregation. And this is no simple thing. As pastors, we are under strict judgment to follow our Lord's commands, especially when it comes to his sheep. It does not go well for those who would abuse the sheep or lead them astray. You must be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And this is hard to do. To balance that with your life that God has called to you outside of being a pastor, where, you know, the things that you do, like with your family, with your wife Jenny, and with your kids, Miles and Freddie and Jane and Kate, to your friends, your family, it's just all hard to balance. But you must. And you can't. Joseph, you will not be perfect as a pastor. And you will not be perfect as a husband or a father. But you are one who is loved. Believe me, I know that you are a sinner, Joseph. We grew up in the same house. You are a sinner. But don't fear. Because Christ has saved you. He has forgiven you. And he will always do so. When you fail, be quick to confess your sins. When you falter, be quick to ask for help. But most of all, be steadfast and immovable. Don't fudge on your doctrine. Don't compromise on your confession. Be faithful to the Lord Jesus, because he tells us that when we are steadfast and immovable, abounding in the works of the Lord, that we can have confidence that our labor is not in vain. We are doing the Lord's work when we hold fast to him. And he is always, always quick to forgive whenever we think of letting him go. That is your work, the work of the shepherd. And it is to set the example for God's sheep. When it doesn't work the way that we know it should, when you sin, Joseph, confess your sins. There are men here who will hear you. There are people here who will hear you too. And be forgiven. And to the saints of Christ our King, you are God's sheep. You are those whom Christ has called, those for whom Christ has come to live, to die, to resurrect, and be ascended into heaven. You are beloved of God, so much so that he sent you a pastor, a shepherd, to guide you in his word and to deliver to you his sacraments. You are the sheep of God, the church in this very place. When you gather together, the saints and the angels of heaven rejoice and they pray and they sing with you. You are bound up to them right here. You are the visible manifestation of the whole church in heaven and on earth right here. And you are called to righteousness, to proclaim God's glory. But you can't. You need your guide, your under shepherd, so that when you stray, he'll call you back to the paths of righteousness. You need your pastor to forgive your sins and to bring to you all the promises of Christ. And your pastor will do this. Forgiveness will spew from his mouth, because that's his job. But you, my dear saints, have another task. You are to live according to God's word, but you are also to hold your pastor to account. He is to preach the word rightly and deliver the sacraments properly. Hold him to that, because that's how God feeds you. When you don't hold a pastor to the fire, we have a tendency to get a little lazy, to start fudging on doctrine and practice. We have a tendency, quite honestly, to abuse the sheep. So how do you hold him accountable? You listen to him. You pay attention, especially when he's preaching. No sleeping in church unless you're a baby or you're very, very old. Always compare what he is saying to the word of God, which means you need to be studying God's word just as Joseph does. But it means too that you need to make use of him. If you are in the hospital or you have a surgery scheduled, let him know. He's not a psychic. If you're struggling with something, make an appointment. If you have a question, pull him aside. If you have an announcement, never ever tell your pastor anything that you want him to remember on a Sunday morning before or after a service. He is going to forget and there is nothing that you can do about it, but write it down and put it in his church mailbox. Most of all, love him and love his family. Support them as Joseph supports you and serves you. By this, you will help Joseph build that relationship with you, that you would hold him to God's word just as he will you. And you will fail in this, all of you. Believe me, you will get lazy. You're going to get angry at him for something that he does or says. You're going to get offended when he doesn't do something the way that you think it should be done. When you fail, when you sin, be quick to repent. Go to him and tell him that you're sorry. Let him absolve you. That's his job. That's why you're paying him. Let him do his work. Let him preach Jesus to you. Jesus and him crucified for you. Repent. Be forgiven. Hug it out and then start afresh. And hold him accountable again. And let him hold you accountable to God. You see, the shepherds of Israel wouldn't do this with God's people. They held God's word for themselves. They beat the sheep and they abused them. They took glory in the power and the prestige that they were given, and thus they were destroyed. And some of the sheep were lost. But you have among you your servant, Joseph. He will feed you. He will serve you. He will guide you. He will protect you. He will comfort you. He will love you. He is responsible directly to Christ. And if you didn't know this before, Joseph, you need to know it now. Joseph, be this to them. Be the good under-shepherd that God has called you to be in this place. Protect your people. Love them. This congregation will be to you as the most precious jewel, never to be given up, never to be forsaken. And when you love them in this way, feeding Christ our King with word and sacrament, your people are going to love you too. All of you remember, it never goes well when the sheep become rabid and attack the shepherd. And it never goes well when the shepherd starts to beat the sheep. That's how people fall away from the faith. That's how we chase after false gods, whether it's other religions' gods, or whether it's that we worship our own opinions or our own sense of self as gods, or whether it's that we think we know is best and that's our God. But Christ will call you back. You belong to Him. You're a member of His flock. You're His people. He will call you back to Himself. He will seek you out among the rocks. He will bash in the heads of wolves trying to get you. He will climb the mountains and descend the valleys, all to get where you are. That's why Christ came. That through His work, through His death, He would be found to be wherever it is that you are. Because He knows you. And He knows what you are tempted by. And He knows what you deal with. He knows you. He knows all of your sin. He took it all to Himself as He was crucified on the cross for your salvation, yours and yours. He took your sin, and He did that by finding you out. Christ has sought you, and He has found you out, and He has washed you clean from all of your sin, and He took that sin to the cross, that He would be the one sacrificed, and not you, that He went to be the one to fall off the edge of the cliff, and not you, that you would be saved from the pit, and not Him. He took the punishment that is yours, Joseph, that is yours, leaders of Christ our King, that is yours, dear friends and visitors. He took the blame for falling away, for forsaking God, for abusing His word, for chasing after false doctrine. He took it all and He died. He died. God forsook Jesus in your place for your sin, that you would live and have peace. And then God raised Jesus on the third day, that He would be the shepherd over you forever, never to die again, but to guard you in all of your comings in and your goings out, to be with you forever, even to the end of the age. Christ has brought you the forgiveness of sins, the righteousness you need in His death, and He has brought you life and comfort in His resurrection, and they are yours. These things are all yours. They're given to you, friends, through your pastor, as he brings Christ's word and sacraments to you. Your pastor is Christ's man, and you are Christ's sheep. You need each other. And today you are joined together in a call from God, a divine call. Today, you, Joseph, and you, Christ our King, begin your journey together, seeking the face of God, listening for His voice, and receiving all that He has promised to give you. Jesus will save you, and He has saved you. May it be so today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.